Hi everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm here with Adam Scott Pringle. Hello, Adam. How are you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? Up in Scotland.
How's things down in sunny, or is it snowy London?
At the moment, it's quite sunny today in London. It keeps chirping and changing, but you know, it's today the sun's out for once.
Well, we're going to send you our weather because it's quite sunny up here. So if you take the snow, it'll be lovely.
Yeah, send me the clean air in the sun. That'll do.
How's things? What have you been up to recently?
Not too bad. Just come back just under a month ago from a tour around Russia and Europe for an Irish dancing show called Rhythm of the Dance as one of the two vocalists.
Oh, nice. How was it?
Yeah. It was good. I mean, the easy job. Me and the other vocalist had the easy job while the dancers danced for an hour and a half. We sang for 20, 25 minutes. So we had the easiest job out of the lot of them, but loved it. I mean, for someone who does shows and stuff like that, to be a vocalist in a dance show was great to see. And I'd never seen Irish dancing properly before, so it was something new. And I mean, the talent, because it's all in their legs, mm-hmm. and I've never seen dancing like it. They've just, everyone's super fit and knows exactly what they're doing.
So has your dancing got better since the tour?
I mean, I only tried it very little, maybe in a blue moon. Went, oh, just teach me a little move, but
okay.
No.
Don't worry, I'm not good at the Irish dancing either. So you'll be our newest vocalist to a night of Broadway at the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine. Are you looking forward to it?
Very much so. I mean, I've not performed in my home area in Ayrshire. Mm-hmm. For a long, long time. It's been a while. It's been, I think school mm-hmm. was the last time I performed back home. So that was a good 5-6 years ago now. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
So your parents will be happy that it's a good excuse to come home.
Very much so. Very much so. They're looking forward to it. I'm sure my mum's lasagna will already be getting cooked now.
Don't forget the garlic bread. Garlic
That's
bread.
It. That's it.
So what is it about small cabaret nights that you like?
I just like things like this is the intimacy and just perform with no costumes and no like set and things like that. Just performing and singing to an audience and having that interaction where I think other times when you do a show, shows are of course great, but mm-hmm. I think it's just nice to have that one-to-one with the audience and just performing, entertaining, which we're there to do.
What's quite nice about this show is it's even though it's in Irvine, we seem to get quite a lot of audiences travelling from East Ayrshire and South Ayrshire. And what's quite nice, it feels very much now as though it's the whole of Ayrshire coming together just to experience a small night of musical theatre, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And at the centre, they do a 2-course meal deal for a tenner. So it's quite a good value night, and then you get live entertainment, a cheeky wine in between, and then you can go home. So I think it's going well so far, and we're super excited to have an Ayrshire guy like yourself coming back up from London and performing with the cast.
Yeah, definitely going to be worth it, definitely.
Now, you were telling me that you came from Girvan, and then you went to Edinburgh to study, and then you went down to London School of Musical Theatre.
I did
How was that training down in London for you?
The training was great. I mean, it was a year intense course. The school itself was great. I learned a lot. I mean, you learn a lot even when you come out. Like, but the training itself was just, I mean, it was intense and it was superb. But you had great teachers, great classes, like dancing, singing, performing, acting, doing a bit of Shakespeare, doing a bit of musicals, doing a bit of old school, a bit of contemporary. It was intense, but I think we got what we needed out of it, and then by the end of it got an agent, and then went on from there. So no, it was a great year. And London itself was a big move, but it was worth it.
It's scary for when you live so close to the countryside, when you go down for the first time, isn't it? You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, definitely, because when I moved from Girvan to Edinburgh, I mean, that was like, that was a shock, but it was definitely a change moving to a city. Mm. But then moving from Edinburgh to London, that was something else. When I turned up with my suitcase and my hold all in Elephant Castle in London by myself, and thought, where am I? Like, it was, I mean, it's fantastic, but yeah, it's a shock to the system, I have to say.
Yeah, no, definitely. I was down in Kelburn, which isn't too far away, I don't think, is it?
Yeah, it's not too, I think it's a, not too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was the same as you. I was just like, oh my gosh. And it's so busy as well. So when you're coming from Ayrshire, you're used to having the whole street to yourself, but when you're down there, you're like sardines. Now,
That's that.
if there's somebody that has never been to a small night of cabaret and they're listening to this and they're thinking, oh, I don't know whether to get a ticket, I don't know, should I go, should I not go, how would you explain the night to them?
I would explain the night of just of being entertained, as in, yeah, it's a night of Broadway, but I also think you'll hear songs you've never heard before, that might entice you to listen to new music, new material, but also you'll hear some old classics that I'm sure you've definitely heard of. I'm sure from at least the songs I'm singing, there'll be one or two that I'm sure people will know and love. And I think especially in terms of this show as well, it's also supporting local talent, and shows that from Ayrshire has some great theatres. Like, I used to go to the Gaiety every year, but I think in terms of seeing shows, and like if it's not in a city, I think it's always nice to go and see something just that little bit differently. You wouldn't have to travel extensive to go to Edinburgh Playhouse to go see something, seeing pure raw talent as well, closer to home.
And it's live, which is the best thing.
Yeah,
Now, you were
definitely.
saying about the songs that you're singing. Can you give us any exclusives of maybe one or two that you'll be singing on the night?
Oh, one or two. I might shove in one from Jersey Boys in
Yes.
there. Might do one of them. And, oh, another one. Maybe one, I Won't Send Roses, another one.
Love it.
It's an old classic.
Love it.
So, yeah, a few good songs in there.
Brilliant. Now I ask this question to everybody on our podcast, as it's a great way of understanding you guys before you perform. And the question is, if there was one character that you could play in a musical theatre show, what character would it be? So for me, it would be Fagin from Oliver. I've said this for a while, but I'm far too good looking at the moment, and I'm far too young, so I need to be at least 30 years. Who would you be?
I would say at the moment it always changes, but I would say at the moment it's probably Frankie Valli and
Okay.
Jersey Boys, one of my favourite shows, I have to say. Just think, telling a true story like that as well, through the way the show's done, even the film, I thought was a great way. It was greatly
See, I've not
shown
seen
the.
the film yet. Is it
No,
really good?
I really enjoyed it. Directed by Clint Eastwood, and it had the majority of some of the original cast from Broadway and it playing the actual characters. I just think the show itself tells the story, a true story like that, really well,
Brilliant.
and especially on stage.
I'll need to go and get it then and watch it because I've never seen it.
Well,
Okay.
good.
Now we're coming up to the end of our interview, so if there's anybody listening to this podcast, tickets are on sale at the Harbour Arts Centre. They're £13 each. Now, from the date that this podcast goes out, half the tickets have been sold, so there's only half the amount of tickets left. You can book tickets online through our website at capadoroc.com. Look out for the details underneath this box. Or you can telephone the Harbour Arts Centre on 01294 274059. That's 01294 274059. Now, from myself and Adam, we'll leave you and we'll see you on the 2nd of April for Night of Broadway at the Harbour Arts Centre. Thank you very much, Adam, and we look
No
forward to
worries
seeing
at
you
all.
on
Looking
the
forward to it.
2nd. See you soon.
See you
Bye.
soon. Bye bye.